Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Joining us from our neighbors to the north up there in Nashua, New Hampshire, talking, of course, about the great Tom King of the Nashua Telegraph, who joins me here on the Christian Arcan Show. Hi, Tom. How we doing?
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Oh, is it? What's so fun about me having a nervous breakdown?
There's nothing more fun than trying to talk you down off the ledge or giving you a little nudge to the edge, either way.
Well, which way are you leaning right now? You know where I am. What do you think?
Well, if the team doesn't make a deal, right, there's a couple of reasons why. And one reason, because I think they wanted to make a deal. I do think that. And the reason why they didn't make the deal was, A, price was too high, and then B, I think they like what they have. You know, I wasn't surprised because when Vrabel said something on Sunday after the game, he sat there and talked about how he really liked this group. And mm-hmm. The words are ironic because he says, I really like coaching this group because they always want more. And I said, this sounds like Patriots fans right now.
It's true, yeah. Want more help, maybe. And listen, I understand right. Not wanting to, you know, have guys looking over their shoulder, worried about their jobs or not. But just the defensive front, right? We agree that the defensive front on this team is pretty good. They don't have great guys off the edge. But between Williams and Barmore and Spillane and some of these guys in the middle, they got good stuff there. Their backups are Anthony Jennings, Josh Farmer, Corey Durden, and Jelani Tavai. Like, you need some depth. If they like the depth on this team, then they're crazy, I think.
You do need some depth, but the question is what was out there? Who was available? There must have been some players available, but you know what? It's funny when you come – first of all, to me, the fascinating thing is the excitement and all the interest and angst over the NFL trade deadline, because it never used to be that way. As you said, I'm old, and I don't remember the trade deadline being this big of a deal. And – no pun intended. And now it was almost like the baseball trade deadline. You know, who's going to go? You've got a lot of bad teams that want to unload players. And they did that. They don't want to deal with you. Miami doesn't want to give you somebody because they're in the same division. The Jets definitely didn't want to give the Patriots anybody. They wanted a number two pick for Jermaine Johnson.
Right.
You know, that leaves some of the outliers. Tennessee, I buy that explanation. I buy it. She did not like Mike Vrabel coming up to New England to be inducted into their Hall of Fame.
It's an ugly breakup. Like ugly breakup with those two. You know, they're never getting back together.
He was a marked man when he came up here. And then when he said it's not like this everywhere else, in some ways I don't blame her in a way. You know, I would have been upset if my coach did that. I would have said to the Patriots, look, can we do this some other time? You know, that's what I would have done.
Sure.
But at the same time, so that leaves other teams in the NFL who you might want some of their players. Well, you know what? A lot of these GMs and coaches right now, because of the way the NFL is these days, because no one allows you to do a rebuild except John Mara, and so they're all afraid for their jobs, and they don't want to give up what they have. And you talked about what Arizona had, and then they could give the Panthers. Well, Arizona, they don't want to lose. That coach doesn't want to lose his job. He's got a good pass rush. He wants to keep it intact. He doesn't want to get rid of it. You know, he just won with Jacoby Brissett at quarterback, which amazes me. But that's, they're probably going to stick with him now. And, you know, so that's what goes on behind the scenes. A lot of these coaches.
Yeah, but the Cardinals are in a division. The Cardinals are in a division with 3 6-win teams. I mean, they're, you know, they have to understand, like, even if they don't want to lose their jobs, eventually you realize, okay, well, we got to make a decision here on this season. If they were in some crappy division, then fine. But I'm not going to, you know, complain about what the Cardinals did or didn't do. But
they don't want to make a decision with 9 games left.
Yeah. That's when the deadline is. That's when you have to make it.
Right, but they don't want to get rid of their players with 9 games left. I'll give you a history lesson as I go way back. The New England Patriots, under Bill Parcells, after all the enthusiasm when Bob Kraft bought the team and they went 5-11 the whole bit, and they won a couple games down the stretch, the next year they started out 3-6. 3-6, which is just the record you spoke about. So it can turn on a dime in this league. Believe it or not, with as few games as they play compared to the other sports, but it can turn. So no one's ready to give up on a season that you may want a player from. And that's probably what happened today. I can't speak for that. I don't know that for sure, but I'm sure there were instances there. So it's either, you know, you don't make the deal because, A, you don't want to pay the price. And you can debate that, but it depends on the player and it depends on the price. Or B, the other team doesn't want to deal with you. They don't want to unload. The Patriots need depth at running back, but I think when they saw what Terrell Jennings did on Sunday, they said, you know what? Maybe we can stick with this guy until Ramondre gets back. And the Keon White thing, this guy looked like a monster 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
A monster. What happened?
I don't know.
He just didn't develop. And, you know, and they got him out of that locker room as quickly as they probably could because he just was not, I mean, he wasn't good in the locker room either. So, and he was very, you know, I mean, he wasn't happy last year, and understandably so, but he didn't fit this. In this year, the line was that he didn't fit the system. You know, so those are two reasons. The third reason is Rabel likes the group. He loves the group. And he figures, okay, we can do it. That's the only explanation I can come up with.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What about the fact that, just real quick, what about the fact that they have all this cap space, and you know as well as I do that when you're at the trade deadline and you say, hey, we'll make a trade, but we'll pay that whole freight for whatever guy you got there, some disgruntled player, whatever. We'll pay for him, all right? We'll throw all that money in. They can afford to do that three times over with probably anyone they wanted to at this thing, and that was not even something that they were able to leverage for themselves.
They see people that are going to be free agents in March that they can go out and grab, and they don't have to give up any draft picks for. That's what they see.
Okay.
That's the deal. They see that down the road. They see, okay, we're going to target this guy. Believe me, they've already started thinking about that.
Sure, but Tom, next year they're not going to have this last place schedule where it's going to get them to 7-2. You know, like there's a big opportunity here with the schedule that they have, and they're letting it fall by the wayside.
That's true. That might happen. Look at the Commanders.
Right.
You know, I always say when a team that hasn't been very good, all of a sudden gets good one year, don't count on it being good the next year because strange things happen. But they obviously have people in mind that they feel they can probably go out and sign, that are going to be free agents, that they know are going to be free agents, and that's what they're going to wait.
Sure. And Washington also made a big trade. They traded for Lattimore, and that was a big, big trade. They had to give up a bunch of picks for that. But that's not why they are not good this year. I mean, that has nothing to do with it.
No, but they're not good, are they? And that's the Patriots don't want to end up in that situation.
Well, so then don't let Drake May break his elbow like that. You know, it has nothing to do with Marshawn Lattimore.
That's true. You know, I would have liked to see him go out and get a better, backup quarterback. Too, because of the way May is playing, because he's gonna get hurt. Look at what we just saw it Sunday night, And I don't disagree with you that they could have used the help. I'm just telling you why they didn't use the help, and maybe I can get a bottle of red wine delivered to you or something to calm you down.
That'd
I don't
be
know.
Terrific. What do you think of the moves that did get made today?
Well, I looked at the Jets and I see the mess that they're in, and now they've got a running back that wants out,
right?
And it's too late. So those were the Jet deals were the ones that surprised me, and I know what you mean about what the Eagles have done. You know, Howie Rose, he just manages to get players and doesn't care about the draft picks. The Rams were always like that. And it eventually caught up to them, and then they bounced right back. So, but in my mind, Vrabel probably looks at it and says, I like what we have. I don't want to screw it up, and I have other moves that I want to make in the offseason that I think will be better for us in the long run. Those are the only reasons I can come up with.
Before we let you go then, Tom, I know we've just been yelling and screaming about the trade deadline. Give me your thoughts quickly on this Atlanta game and what you think is going to happen next this coming Sunday in Tampa.
Well, I think it's Sunday in Tampa. You're going to know in the first quarter one way or the other. Because you're going to know if the Patriots are on their game and they take it to them right away and they get out and they jump out in front, or if Tampa has the Patriots back on their heels. I think the first quarter is going to tell a big story about how that is, because I think this is going to be a big shock to the system for the Patriots in a way. Although Tampa doesn't have some of their receivers, so they've got some injuries there. But, this is the best quarterback. Baker Mayfield's the best quarterback they'll have faced in what? A month and a half? Since Josh Allen.
Since Josh Allen.
Yeah, the Atlanta game, I wonder if they would have won that game without the extra point being missed. And I wasn't surprised the extra point was missed. I watched him kick his field goal, and he was still pushing the ball to the right, and it barely went through the upright on that side. So when he kicked it, I said to somebody, I said, I have a funny feeling about this kick. And sure enough, he missed it. So I think they were lucky to get out. I think they escaped. And the attitude that they had was, we escaped. We know we escaped. But we're a good team, and that's what good teams do. Good teams escape. We'll see how they can escape on Sunday against Tampa. We'll know a lot more about this Patriots team around 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
And if they win this, boy, I'll tell you, this is going to be really interesting, because that schedule the rest of the way is not that tough except for Buffalo. You know, it really isn't.
If they beat Tampa and can stay healthy, we could be talking about like a 13-win team here. Like, not even a stretch, I don't think.
Who are the two tough teams? The two tough teams are Buffalo and theoretically, their record doesn't show right now, but they played very well the other day because Jackson was back. The Ravens.
Right.
So you have those two teams. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. This is amazing. I mean, they've made the most out of this schedule. And they're going to ride it and see how far they can go.
Yep.
So, you know, it'll be interesting to see. There's a lot of football left to be played. I always say, whatever you see in November, early November, don't count on it.
Right.
Because it changes between the middle of December and the end of the season.
Certainly does.
It'll be a fun ride.
I hope so. Tom King, great to talk with you. Thanks for listening here as I yell and scream.
When did you get my bill?
I know. I'm gonna have to write you a bill for this one. But I appreciate it. It's always good to talk with you, buddy, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, Kristen, thanks for having me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.